is going on, everybody? What is going on, everybody? We are in the second week. Man, I'm losing it. It's March, y'all. We're in the third month of the first quarter of the year. I am Lawrence Henderson, and we're back with another Hot Takes episode. I've missed you. I know you've missed me. And so today, I am so excited. Finally tracked down Coach Trish to come hang out with us so we can have some leader banter. But again, this podcast and this vlog and all the things was started to share with leaders being humble, open, and transparent. And today, this is one of the people who is going to display that through her story and all the work that she's doing in the world. But what's going on, Trish?
Hi, Lawrence. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. And so this year, those in the, who've been hanging around me for a little while, they know that I've been on a journey to get people who I admire, trust, and are confident that they're out in the world putting great, great, great things into the world to be on this podcast. Because again, we're a community trying to rid the world of evil, which is bad leadership and all those other things, but really, really taking care of people through coaching. And so before we get rolling, I want people to know a little bit about you, where you're from, your background, and then we'll get rolling with the questions.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. I am from Atlanta, an Atlanta native, and I served in the United States Air Force as my first, very first career move. And along the journey, I have always found ways to be able to lock myself in a position where I can give back. Always felt like the need to be able to help others. So along that journey, I ended up working for nonprofits for several years. I worked for CARE International, the headquarters there, Habitat for Humanity. And then I moved on into corporate America and served as a senior marketing manager for over 10 years with a Fortune 15 technical company.
Well, this is... Trish, in all the times we talked, how in the world have we not had a veteran conversation?
Interesting one. We need to do that. We're long overdue for that.
Yeah. I know you told me, but I'll never think I landed on it that we share that. Like Army vet, Air Force, like it makes sense.
Yes.
Like now that I'm thinking about it, it makes sense. But I don't think we ever landed there because we've talked about coaching. We've talked about business. We've talked about all the other amazing things that you're doing in the world. And man, we never landed there. That's a part of, man, we share that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're long overdue for that discussion. And I tell you, my military service is really what gave me the foundation to be able to pivot into coaching to begin with. It created this internal sense of discipline and the need to work as a team and help others. So yeah, we got to have that discussion.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that's a tee up, right? Because there are a lot of people over the last several years that have, for any number of reasons, decided to make pivots into careers, in their careers, into other industries and all the rest of those things. What made coaching make sense for you?
Well, I tell you, it was working as a manager for 25 plus years across various industries. I always found myself connecting with individuals with more of a coaching style. I was never one to, you know, just give directives. I always felt like, let's figure out what makes this person tick. What are their strengths? How can they best contribute to the organization? And then I would just work in a consultative type of relationship with them to try and bolster those skills that they have and make them even better. And working that way really created a really, like a familial type of environment in a sense where there was a lot of trust and, you know, there was no doubt that individuals were going to bring their best to the table. So in doing that, I realized that's really what made Trish tick, being able to help other people become better than they were before we initially met. So working in the tech space, in the telecom space, there were several mergers and acquisitions. That was like the common life, you know, in those companies, where at any given moment in time, you could have a new company being absorbed into the larger unit, or you could have several layoffs. And there were lots of those, lots of downsizings and restructurings. And in the middle of that, I found that my colleagues would always gravitate to me to have the discussions of, what do I do next? You know, how do I cope with this transition? You know, in the layoff, is there something I did wrong? Is there something I should do differently? What's my next career move? And I found, you know, it was very natural for me to have those discussions and to sit down and talk to them about mapping out their goals, holding themselves accountable, and then realizing their goals and realizing the situation, coming to acceptance with where they were, and just moving forward, not staying stuck. Mm.
So the biggest thing there that I pull is you tied all that together with a clear understanding of transition is not only about the transition itself, but the understanding, the identification and acceptance of where you currently are, but then where you want to navigate to next. And I think the pivots that are necessary for an individual, they look different. I mean, if you think about just the last several years, we've all had to adjust in different ways to how, you know, our next normal will look. But I think there are a lot of people who paused and didn't take that next step. And now they're finding themselves in this uncertainty that they need help navigating. And when you think about just why coaching makes sense for you to be doing now, like as a full-time business owner and coach, how do you believe coaching can help support people who are in varying degrees of transition?
Well, my whole life was a transition. I mean, I started out in the military, then I transitioned to being a military spouse and I was no longer active duty and being a military spouse. And I transitioned into nonprofit and transitioned into coaching. And it's something that can be scary. Not knowing what's on the other side can, you know, it can take you by surprise. It can be shocking and it can be paralyzing if you let it. For me, coaching is a way to be able to partner with an individual who's trying to transition, to be able to shine a light on areas they may not be seeing because they're in a fog, they don't have the clarity. But the understanding is that my client, who I'm sitting across the table from, is the expert in the room. And it's up to me to encourage them and to lead them on a path where they can tap into what they already have inside in order to get clarity, develop their goals, and develop a plan to pull themselves out and move forward.
I think for those of you out there who, and again, we're having a conversation with Coach Trish Williams, who is a beast when it comes to supporting leaders and just grounding them in their space when she is with them doing a client engagement, coaching engagement in particular. And it's that foundation of in transition. There's been this thing that I'm coming to understand, Trish, that and you may have seen it as well. A lot of times in industry, the focus has been on the leader or the person. There should be a knowing and I should know what to do next. And I believe we were thrust over the last 4 years, 5 years, we were thrust into spaces where there was no data. There was no way to know what was on the other side of this. And I think for a lot of people, it freaked them out, but it also paralyzed them because at no point, I don't know if you've ever heard or ever been fully given permission to not know, right? This idea that, like, hey, you know what? I don't know, but we're going to figure it out together. And it sounds so, that should be a normal thing, that a person can be humble enough to say, you know what? I don't know, but let's figure it out together. But because industry has positioned itself where leaders need to know, if you're in a position, you're hired on to know, and there's no space for flex. And I think a lot of times that's what makes the coaching space so powerful, because for most people, that coaching space may be the only space where they're allowed not to know. But like you said, you're an expert of your first next step. That's so right. Based on where you are, you can now choose to take that first next step based on where you are and what you want it to look like. And so when you think about just the empowerment that comes along with getting a client to take a next first step, what are things that you lock in on and you help clients with?
Well, the first thing that I like to lock in on is their mental wellness. What is the mental state? Because our mindset is really what's going to be the firm foundation that we lock in on to be able to move forward. And if an individual is not well, or they're dealing with anxiety, they're dealing with thinking traps, which is a huge one, where people have these ideas that come from the outside trying to convince them that they can't do something. Dealing with those issues, making sure that they're able to deal with their stressors around them in a very healthy way, getting sleep, eating well. First, we want to address those things. And then we start to talk about, okay, what are your aspirations? What do you want to do? We highlight, what do you do well? I'm a firm believer in coaching around strengths. To be quite frank with you, I think trying to get somebody to be great at something that they're bad at will get you mediocre results at best. And it's really like wasting all of our time. So let's focus on those things that you do well, and let's make them stellar. We'll tap into those strengths, and then we'll refocus them onto the goals that you want to accomplish. And then we move forward there together.
I absolutely love that, because it's one thing. And again, it's what you said, focusing on the strength.
Yeah.
Not negating that there are gaps, there are opportunities, but it's not. And again, it's the rabbit story, right? And again, trying to make the rabbit do things that it didn't want to do, like go swimming or climb trees. And it's just like, okay, that's why you have a team of people. And I think for us, the hustle and grind of it all, we lose focus on what we're really good at. And maximizing those things and making sure we don't lose track of them while we get support for the gaps, for the opportunities. And we end up, and I think about all of the performance reviews I've ever had in my career, were all around how I could get better in these things that I didn't do. And it was like, well, dang, Kenya, I mean, again, I'm not sing my praises in front of everybody kind of guy. Like, dang, what did I do right this year? Can you pat me on the back from time to time? I'm a words of affirmation person.
Right.
Give me an attaboy once or twice while we're going through this. And for me, it really is like being able to ground somebody in their strength, genuinely, authentically, so that they don't get into those thinking traps where they swing in almost an unhealthy way to say, you know what, I'm going to negate anything that everybody's ever shared with me, and I'm just going to be all rainbows, unicorns, and pixie dust. Even that's an extreme.
But that's right.
Be grounded where you are, be authentic, and be okay. And I think that's a new concept. How do we get people, and how have you gotten people, Coach, to ground themselves and begin to speak about the reality of where they are and begin to really speak in reality terms about where they want to go?
I think one of the first things is really bringing them to a point of acceptance, understanding your current environment. There are things that you can change. There are things that you cannot change. And why focus on those things that you can't? Look at what you can make an impact on, and let's focus our energies there. So many times we spend our time focusing on things that we can't change. We get frustrated. We get more anxious. You know, we get upset. And then there's that paralyzation. We're stuck because we're focused on things that we can't even impact. So again, I'm into efficiency. It may be part of my military training, my accounting training, marketing, whatever. But it's like, let's not spend our time wasting time. Let's be efficient. Let's be effective. And let's focus on those things that can move us forward.
Yeah, let's stop spending time wasting time. I am the king of that. And in other terms, some of you judges out there might be calling that procrastination. But I like to believe it is a skill in not getting things done quickly. And so a lot of words in there. But I think, Coach, I could just recall as I was navigating what I wanted life to look like for me, my business, and all the rest of those things. One of the things I had to get really clear on was grounding myself in who I am. And me and you, like we were talking about the identities of being a veteran, being a black person in the United States, and being, you know, someone who doesn't know many business owners. And so therefore all of the stories, the ruminating that can begin to happen to talk ourselves out of moving forward. And it wasn't until I got really, really clear on giving myself permission to just be. Like, Coach, when was that moment for you that you were like, this is what I want to be doing more of, and I'm going to take action?
I would say it was back in 2019 when I had the idea of, it was after the last downsizing at the company I was working for, when a couple of colleagues came and really had heartfelt discussions about how to make the transition. And I thought, you know, there is no loyalty with this company. They are not going to cherish my presence. I could very well be the next person to go out on a downsizing. So I started to think, instead of, you know, living in fear about what could happen to me, why don't I direct my own path? And that was when I thought about coaching, because that was the one thing that made me happy when I thought about what is the next chapter looking like for Trish. And it was something that was going to help me make people improve their lives, something that I could be proud of waking up to go into the office for. And I started to do research. It's like, okay, there's got to be a career out here somewhere with that. Although I've been coaching for several decades already, I just didn't have the title. I didn't have the frame of what that career path was. And after doing all of that research, I found a program to get my coaching credentials. And actually, that was where I met you. It was where we became acquainted. And then I started my company, Best View Business Solutions. And it was with the whole idea that working with my clients together, we could look at what their goals were and have a collective best view by pulling in my insights, my experience, and what they knew internally they wanted to do. Marry those two together, and that's the best possible view. So that's how I came up with that name, and wanted to walk through that door and become an entrepreneur and do it on my own and do it full time.
I love that. And yeah, you, and early on, I'm gonna pull it forward. You talked about there's a community when you're in purpose, right? And there are the reasons, the seasons of life, right? Where things make sense. And I think as me and you have talked, and as you've talked about what's next for you, just hearing that freedom in being purposeful, And you really being aligned and creating community in this space of coaching, of business ownership, which I think, again, cannot be understated when it comes to doing this journey and being on this journey of making sure that you're not, again, being an island of excellence because you become a single point of failure. Right. And just making sure that we are aligned. You have the community around you and you're continuously being around people who will support you, not only iron sharpening iron, but they're also being that pruning when it comes in those seasons. And I think for us as coaches, modeling being coachable, modeling being in community of folks that can come alongside us while we're on this journey, seeking to run fast and do purposeful work. And of course, how we met, shout out to Academy of Creative Coaching out there for making that possible. But when you think about your purpose and why coaching for you and now, what types of clients do you want to spend the majority of your time on these days?
I've spoken about speaking to strengths and living in that universe. So my strength is working with individuals who are going through career transitions, life transitions. I enjoy working with executive coaches, C-suite levels. And also I like working with students, college students, who are transitioning into their first real career. That's real exciting. I like working with, I do some volunteer work working with nonprofits as well, helping to build their boards up because they're spending so much time giving to others and they're not replenishing themselves and they lose sight of what their goals are for their lives. So helping them to stay centered and balanced.
So we really long overdue on our conversation because you just listed all my jams. And so the funny part about it is everyone of those areas, and this is what happens when you walk in alignment for yourself and what you want and you put it out there, right? The reason why I asked that question. And because it's a multiplication thing. And it's going to come your way because you're not only actively doing this work, but now people know what you want more of. And I tell you, and we talked before we went live about where you are and congratulations on your new organizations that you're supporting. And y'all, this coaching thing is real when you're doing it intentionally. And again, you have a strategy to get yourself in the game. And so we need to talk because I got some other places that we can go. So y'all, this is happening real time. But when you think about just the future of coaching, yes. Right? Because some people still desire to call themselves a coach, but be in the business of advice giving and consulting. As you know it today and as you know it from a skill set perspective, to you, what's the biggest difference between coaching as it pertains to the competencies through ICF and then what the rest of the world and the business sector may call coaching?
Okay, well, I'll start with saying what coaching is not. Coaching isn't psychotherapy. It isn't a one and done consultative type of project. It's really a commitment. Coaching is a commitment to be able to focus on the things that you want to accomplish in your life, setting those goals, having realistic timelines, holding yourself accountable, and then seeing the fruits of that work. So it's not something that you can just instantly, you know, snap your fingers, it's done. You're not going to be able to pay someone to put you in a place where you've accomplished your goals. You've got to put in the work and you've got to be willing to do it. And I'm willing to partner alongside individuals who are ready to you know, get their hands dirty, get in and look inwardly and be transparent with themselves, because you're going to see some things that you don't like. And, you know, it may be some things that, you know, may be a little fearful to you, but it's like, let's face them. Let's embrace the things that we can change and focus on that.
I love that because, again, it's not about the coach's ability to be humble, open, and transparent. It's about creating that space for the client.
That's right.
To become more aware and conscious about themselves and about growing. And the thing, if I had to add anything to what you just described, it's going back to your strengths. It's being able to, I like to call coaching spaces the gym. They're your gym to work out, to get sweaty, to get dirty, while you build up your dexterity and understanding what it is you need to be doing in your life. And I like to throw this out there. And as I'm doing training courses or anything with other coaches, is helping people understand the necessity of having a coach. Is this may be the only space where, again, for some of you, the first time where you're allowed to be fully you in a non-judgmental space, but where you can be challenged with love.
It's not for just high level executives anymore. There was such a thought that only the people at the top can be coached. But I think any smart business owner would know that everyone throughout that company is an individual contributor, is a leader in themselves. Yeah. And what better way to be able to empower your leaders than to allow them the autonomy to be able to set goals, make decisions, move forward. I mean, all tides are going to rise that way. And the company is going to be in a better state if you can invest in your employees this way. Yes. So that's what excites me about coaching. It's not just for the top tiers anymore.
Yeah, yeah. All tides will rise. I've been hearing that all week with another group of leaders that I work with. So you're weaving in. You're weaving in all the things, Coach. And so I want to make sure people know where to find you, how to contact you so that they can work with you. So how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can visit my website is the best view, bestvu.com. I'm on LinkedIn and I can drop my info in the chat for you so you could post it as well. And you can find me as Trish Williams Success Partner in LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook and you can find me on Facebook as the best view.
All right. And Coach, before I let you go, one of our guests out there in the world, they have a question. I'm putting it on the screen. Thanks for the question, Julius. It was one of my Morehouse online students. So a great question. Have you ever had to terminate a relationship or contract with a client that wasn't the right fit for you as a coach?
Oh, yes, I have. And actually, when I'm entering a relationship with clients, I have the discussion where that's one of the caveats. We are both examining the relationship to see what works for both of us. And if it's not a good fit, I'm transparent. I will say, you know, this isn't working for both of us. I think there's something better that you can move on to. And I encourage them to seek that because they need to have someone who is better aligned with them to help them to get to where they need to be. Every client is not my client.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm comfortable with that.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Coaches out there in the world, everybody ain't for you. And you need to be okay with that. Like, you need to just be okay with that. That everybody is not for you. And I've only had to do it a couple times and I've gotten fired because I wasn't the best. I wasn't a good fit for somebody. And I tell you what, you want some training in your ego checking itself is like, you know what? Who is this about? It's about the client. And so if you really are in it for the right reasons, being okay when it's time to go. And in one relationship in particular, we both amicably were like, hey, you know what? This just isn't working. Mm-hmm. I've actually gotten several referrals because I called it when I felt it. And it's like, there's something here, right? And just what you were describing, like, get out of your ego and remind yourself it's about the client success, not about whether you're good at your job. It's not an indictment on you as a coach.
That's right. And that practicing acceptance piece is not just for the client, it's for the coach too. And sometimes you have to come to accept, hey, this is just not working. This is not best for either of us.
There it is. There it is, man. Great question. Thanks for that question, Julius.
Thank you, Julius.
Yeah. And again, if you're out there and you want to further connect with Coach Trish, I put all of her information in across Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, connect with Coach. And again, you already see she gave you a little tip of the iceberg, a little glimpse into what you're going to get in a session. But I'm so grateful for the time you spent with us today, Trish. And of course, connect with Trish across all her social media platforms and reach out. And of course, y'all, this was another Hot Takes episode with good people having humble, open, and transparent conversations. So until next time, folks, be well, treat each other kind, and we'll see you soon.